Mary's Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton, with Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, our tiny singer Anita Ellis, Arthur Q. Bryan, our guest, David Forrester and his orchestra, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much. Too bad Wonderful Smith not here with us tonight.
Sure.
Hear that. Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and Merry Christmas to all of you.
Well, tell me, Red, what does Santa bring you?
Well, socks from my mother, shoes from my father, and shoestrings from my brother. My feet had a very Merry Christmas.
Well, speaking of gifts, here's mine to you.
Oh.
Did anyone give you an electric toaster?
Well, not that I know of.
Well, in case they do, this will come in handy.
Gee, a loaf of bread. Gosh, you shouldn't have done it, really.
That's something.
Red, in the middle of the loaf, you'll find three slices buttered.
No kidding. Why did you say it? How will I get it home now? Life won't be worth a nickel. Well, here's my gift to you.
Oh, gee, Red, that's swell. And it's so beautifully wrapped,
yeah. Well, in case you missed the news yesterday, that newspaper will come in handy. I hope you like them, Rod. I'm a little nervous tonight. Yesterday, I went to Itchy's funeral. Merry Christmas there, David.
Well, Merry Christmas, Red.
Do you have a nice Christmas?
Yep. 32 neckties.
32 neckties. So you did all right with that band, didn't you?
No, I broke even. I gave 32 neckties. Oh, by the way, Red, here's my gift to you.
Gee, I've always wanted one of those. What is it?
Well, I don't know, but the price was right, so I bought it.
Isn't that wonderful? I saw Fibber McGee and Molly in the hall, and they got the same thing, you know. Hey, here's a little something for you, David. It's an antique.
Oh, a baton.
Yeah, and it belonged to a famous bandmaster. His name's on it there.
Gee whiz, Spike Jones.
Ellis, here's something for you, too.
Oh, Red, they're beautiful.
Oh, they're not very practical. They can't be washed, you know.
Oh, but they're lovely. Where on earth did you ever get the idea of putting initials on Kleenex?
In my spare time, I did it. I run three of them, tried to burn the initials.
Red, I don't want to rush things, but I've heard a rumor that you're giving everyone in the cast a down payment on a new automobile for Christmas.
That I am. Here's a fat little package for everyone.
Oh, boy, money.
Money? Who said anything about money? It's Raleigh cigarette wrappers.
You haven't received my gift yet.
Oh, so I haven't. What is it, One Dance at the Palladium?
No, Red. It's a recording of my latest song, Toyland.
Well, swell, Anita. Let's put it on this new RCA Victrola, and we'll play it, huh?
Yeah.
Tonight we open the Skelton scrapbook of satire and we find a story in keeping with the holiday spirit. Christmas trees. Our characters are fictional. That music sounds a little that way, too, isn't it? Our characters are fictional. If there's any similarity to persons living, they should be investigated. Chapter 35 of Beautiful Christmas Tree is entitled The Christmas Tree Salesman. Christmas holiday rolls around the corner in Soddyville, you'll find Clem Kadiddlehopper selling Christmas trees on the same corner. Today, business is going to fall off, too. Boy, is it cold. I can't stand this winter. I wish they had winter in the summer and then it wouldn't be so cold. It's thinking like that that makes great scientists, you know. A $1 million tonight.
Have you ever seen $1 million, Clem?
No, that's what I mean. You look like something I ain't never seen. You didn't get it. It's too fast for it.
Well, my, didn't it snow last night?
It was certainly deep. This morning I had to jack up the cows to milk them. Say, why don't you come over by the bonfire and get warm, Say, it feels good to get your feet thawed out, don't it?
Well, why don't you put on your shoes?
Ain't I got them on? No wonder it hurts so bad this morning when I had them half sewn.
Clem, you are a moron.
And it took me years to make the grade.
Fire, Clem, it's a dying out.
Well, I'll just get that big log over there and throw it on the fire.
Well, you can't lift that log, can you?
Who can? Military training, you can. Hey, just feel that arm. Go ahead.
What an arm. Looks like macaroni with veins.
Yeah. Well, I have never been so insulted in all my life. I'll show you I can lift that log. Hey, Sarah, do I got a better idea? Let's move the fire over here. Say, what is Santa Claus going to bring you? Did you tell him what you want to get? I did.
Oh, Clem, aren't you just a little bit too big for Santa Claus?
Yeah.
You are an adult.
Now, just a minute. Let's not spread that around. May mean what I think it does.
Well, what did you ask for?
Page 30 of Esquire in person. Boy, oh boy. Finest picture of a bird dog I've ever seen.
Oh.
Beautiful girls, too.
Clem, don't talk like an idiot. You know them girls there, them their models are just a dime a dozen.
Dime a dozen? For them models?
What?
Gee, I've been buying licorice all this time. Christmas tree? I can't give them away, couldn't I? What do you think they are, chivalries?
Well, then I'll just buy you a tree.
Okay.
What do they sell for?
$1,000 a piece.
Why, Clem, there ain't a chance in a million that anybody's going to pay that.
Well, in case the chance does come along, I'm going to be a rich man. No, I'm kidding. They're 50 and 75 cents.
Well, what you got for a dime?
A dime? Really? Well, there's no hairy broomstick I can let you have. Hey, here's a nice one already decorated.
Graham, that's an orange tree.
It is? I thought them light bulbs were a little juicy. Fir tree? What they won't think of next. Can you imagine going out in the backyard picking a dozen oranges in a mink coat? Oh, a customer.
Oh, my, what a man.
Well, all you women are alike. You see a man that's got eyes that match and the same color hair and the nose in the middle of his face, I wish I had some of them too.
Hello?
Well, howdy, neighbor.
What have you in a Christmas tree, Chief?
Termites. What do you want to pay for one?
Well, not over 35 or 40 cents.
35, step this way, Sporty. Would you like a colored Christmas tree? Here's a nice one for $1.50.
Nope, nothing over 40 cents.
Nothing over 40 cents. How about a nice brown one here?
A brown Christmas tree?
Yes.
Oh, I've never heard of such a thing. Is it supposed to be something new?
Oh, no, it's very old. Very old. Was left over from last Christmas.
Well, here is a nice one.
Well, hello. My, aren't you a beauty?
Oh, thank you, sir, but I'm just a mess today.
Oh, no, you're not a mess.
Oh, yes, she is. You heard her.
I don't think I caught your name.
You can call me Skippy.
Skippy, that ain't a man's name. It's a dog food.
And you can just call me Sarah.
Yeah, you can call me when you want to buy a tree.
How much is this one, dear?
$3, sweetie.
I ain't talking to you.
Now, look, fella, either buy a tree or skidoo, you rinkadink you.
I'll take this one.
Okay, shall I wrap it up or do you want to eat it here? You timber wolf, you.
Well, just put it in my car across the street.
Okay, I'll put it in.
Oh, Graham, don't be so mad. He's only trying to be neighborly.
Well, he's in the wrong neighborhood. I'll go put it in the car. I'll
fix
it.
Oh, careful crossing the street, Graham. You might get hit by a car.
Not in Saudiville. People give the pedestrians the right of way. Now, wait. Like that, he stole my Christmas tree, too.
Chapter 35 of Beautiful Christmas Trees is entitled Granny and Sandy. Just think, it was only yesterday that Christmas shopping was a lot of fun because everywhere grandmothers were taking their good little kids shopping. Yes, the good little kids. Because even Junior knows that Santa Claus don't like the mean little kids.
Isn't it crowded going? What an inspiration. Boy, what a spot to yell fire in, huh?
Junior, you wouldn't do anything naughty like that now, would you? You're kidding me. Yeah,
you just keep laughing, kiddo, that's all. You take these handcuffs off me, I'll show you, boy.
Junior, now stay with Grandma.
Yes, ma'am. I won't run away because if I got lost, you would worry.
Yes, I would,
yes,
Junior.
Yes, but...
I'd be afraid I might find you again.
Yes, sir. Boy, you sure does love me, don't you, huh?
I can't figure out why you're so good all of a sudden.
It's the night before Christmas and all through the house. Nothing is stirring, not even this loud.
Behavior just before Christmas won't get you anything.
Well, what has I done wrong this year?
I'll tell you.
Never mind. I know, and you know. But let's keep it away from Santa Claus, huh? He's not interested in these domestic problems. Besides, why make him change his list at this late date, you know? That's silly.
Here, hold your packages for a second.
Okay.
I said hold it, not shake it.
Is it a present?
No, let's not get nosy.
No, whoop, I almost dropped it.
Be careful. You don't want to break your grandfather's shaving lotion, do you?
I knew I would find out what it was.
Junior, let's go this way.
Oh, no, you don't, kiddo. I see it. Look at that. I never see so much candy in all my life. Oh, gumdrops, jawbreakers, I do believe I died and gone to heaven. Oh, I am tired. I think I will stretch me with a warm.
Junior, Stop that sitting. I see you reaching for those gumdrops.
She knows me pretty well, don't you?
Yes, I do. And for touching that candy, you must be punished.
No.
Hold out your hand.
Okay. Oh, you broke my arm, Hilda. You broke my arm, Hilda.
Well, now, here's your...
You broke my arm!
So Santa Claus will hear you.
You broke my arm.
Oh, well, I guess I can hold my feelings until after the holiday. I hope Santa Claus bring me a Christmas tree this year. When are we going to see old Santa?
Oh, Junior, stop asking questions.
But why?
When I was your age, I never asked questions.
Maybe that's why you can't answer mine. But we will give you a box of Snickers anyway.
Right. Would you like Santa to bring you a brand new suit of clothes?
Yes, you mean with patch pockets and brass buttons?
Yes.
The coat with widow belt in the back?
Yes.
Short pants with a night crease in them?
That's right.
Wouldn't bother opening it, sir.
Turn around and see who's looking at you.
Oh, Santa Claus. Oh, look at him.
Roly-poly in his
red
velvet suit.
Yeah, he looks just like a bloodshot blimp, don't he?
Look,
right.
He's motioning for you to come sit on his lap.
You mean he's not mad at me? I mean, I've been pretty bad this year.
He'll overlook a few things.
A few things? Boy, I can close my eyes and see the things I've wrecked. You know, I give an inferiority complex to an atomic bomb. You know that.
Go on over to Santa. He's busy, you know.
Okay, I will run right over. I fall down.
Did you hurt yourself?
Hurt me, Jeff.
Oh, bless your little heart.
Yes, bless me with a heart.
Here, let old Santa help you out.
Yes, you.
There. Now, come sit on my lap.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you comfortable?
Gee, ain't you sure, sir? Who built you, Simmons mattress or somebody? My, look at that nice long beard you had. It's so soft, it looks like 5 o'clock shadow with snow in it, don't it? Boy, if I only had a pair of scissors. Not kidding. I wouldn't touch it at all.
I mean, what would you like more than anything else?
Well, a pair of scissors, I guess.
Well, let's talk about you. Have you been a good boy?
Now, let's talk about you. You're really a nice old man, you know. I have been a pretty good boy.
You wouldn't be trying to flatter me, would you?
You're flattering, old soul, ain't you?
You been a good boy?
Well, for the past week, I will admit, I have been pretty good, but it makes me sick to think about it, you know.
Well, what about the other 358 days? What can Santa bring you this year?
Well, I tell you, bring me a great big Christmas tree with real lights on it, because last year we had to use candles.
You did?
Yes, the insurance company was awful nice, so they rebuilt the house for it.
Well, tell me, don't you want something under it?
Under the tree? Well, there's a few things I would like, Santa Claus. I would like a book on how not to be prejudiced. So when I grow up, I won't have to go to war. Just because I hate someone whose skin's a little different color. Or because their beliefs are a little different from mine. And bring me the will to see my own mistakes instead of others. I'd like for you to bring me, Grandma, a nice book on post-war planning. Because, like most people, she got a little money now, and she might be tempted to, well, pay just a little above the regular price for something that she really don't need. And don't let them see you get rid of the OPA, because we want our country to stay our country. We don't want it to have inflation. And if you can, I wish you could bring all the little kitties back home from overseas. If you can, make all the people remember how much these little kids have done for us. And give them good health. Give them a good place to work. Give them good homes. And give them all transportation so that they can get to those things. I guess that's about all.
number will all be with you on every Tuesday night at this same time. Red Skelton, David Forrester and his orchestra, Anita Ellis, Verna Felton, Gigi Pearson, Arthur Q. Bryan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening, and Merry Christmas to you all. God bless you.
And remember, listen to Hildegard tomorrow night, and the People Are Funny with Art Linkletter Friday night over most of these stations. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Red Skelton is brought to you by the Brown & Williamson Tobacco Corporation.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.